What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right, welcome back into The Drive on 96.5 The Fan, 96.5thefan.com, and also the Odyssey app. My name is Carrington Harrison. Really excited to be here with you on this wonderful, wonderful Monday. Hopefully you guys are having a fantastic day. The weather is beautiful outside. You want to know how I know? My allergies start acting up. For those of you that got the seasonal allergies, you know when it's Claritin season outside, when it's Allegra season outside, and I'm here to tell you that Allegra season is firmly here, at least at Casa de Carrington. All right, Rob, let's talk about this. And I don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer about the Royals. I know how sometimes you guys get very sensitive to the stats, but we got to talk about the stats. Baseball is a numbers game. Rob, did you know that if you date back to last September, in the Royals' last 66 regular season games, they have scored 157 runs. 157. So we're talking about a team that this team has not scored a whole lot over the last two and a half months or so. You're not consistently giving yourself a chance with the offense that they have. I mean, the number to me seems very, very simple. In a lot of ways. I mean, the Royals, when they score four or more runs, they are 15-1 this season. When they score fewer than four runs, they are 9-17 this season. We have a lot of conversation about the Royals, and we should. The question we should ask ourselves at the beginning of every single day is, are they going to score enough today? Because if the Royals are going to score enough and they're going to give you 5-6 runs, we don't really need to spend too much time worrying about them. That is a game that the numbers tell you they are more than likely going to win. But this weekend, when you're going up against a team as good as the Boston Red Sox and their offense was the story of all three games that they had, that's how you lose a tough, well-played series against a really good baseball team. That's why we led the show with, and I maintain, at some point the Royals are just going to have to do something that doesn't feel good. They're going to have to trade a Michael Wacha. They're going to have to trade a Michael Lorenzen. They're going to have to give up something very, very valuable to fill the one hole that they have. Their pitching is phenomenal. Their bullpen, very, very good. You don't trust this team to consistently score 3-4 runs. And that just puts you behind the eight ball. That just damages your margin of error. It puts you in a spot where you need your rotation to be perfect game in, game out. And that's really, really difficult to do against the better teams in baseball. Sure, you can do it against the Rockies. You can do that against the White Sox. You can do it against a team that's struggling right now in the on the Orioles, a team that's offense is near where yours is. If you're going to go up against a team like the Red Sox that's top eight in offense the way that they were, you just can't expect to beat them if you're going to score four runs over the weekend.
I think there is a glass half full approach to that stat. If you are the kind of person who hears that stat and thinks we're being Debbie Downer, super negative, Buzz Killington, whatever term you want to use. Man, the Royals are 15-1 and they score four. Four is not an astronomical number. Four is not something that's like, oh man, it's hard to attain in baseball. The reason they are so good when they get to four is their pitching is incredible. And I feel like through the ups, through the downs, through the waves of a baseball season, we are going to come to one conclusion this year at the Royals. Their pitching and both the starting staff and the bullpen is A+. And they have a rotation and a bullpen that will keep you in every game. And frankly, the fact that they are winning any games, or I know 9-17 is bad, but the fact they have 9 wins when they can't get to 4 is also a testament to their bullpen and to their pitching staff. The Royals just feel like they need another bat. Probably 2, if we're being honest. We all love Michael Massey, but he's not hitting the level we expect him this year, and they just don't have corner outfielders. They don't have it. So their pitching is keeping them in games. Through the ebbs and flows, one thing that I will continue to say on this show is they have elite pitching, and elite pitching will keep you in the race forever. And it shows in that 4-run stat. 15-1 with 4 runs is a testament to pitching just as much hitting. You just have to get to 4, and the question before every game is going to be, can they? The Royals, you look at the tonight, Michael Walker is one of the better pitchers in baseball. You figure he's going to hold the Astros down pretty good. Can the Royals lineup get to 4? They didn't really get to 4 a lot when they were playing the Astros in Kansas City. What, last weekend? They won multiple games 2-0? Like, I don't know they have the offense to get to 4 tonight, but I know that Michael Walker is going to give them a chance because that's how good he's been.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT calling up Cags is sounding a lot smarter lately. This is not a statement off of how good I think that Cags will be or won't be, so don't take it that way. If you're saying that the Royals offense is counting on a 21, 22-year-old who has never played Major League Baseball to come up and save their offense, they got bigger problems than that. Now, if he is part of the solution, sure. That's why I'm advocating they got to go get somebody else. If you were telling me it's Cags plus a proven Major League bat, then sure, absolutely. But if you were telling me that the only change to their offense is potentially going to be a 22-year-old who has never played at this level and the plan is to put him at 6th and think that he is the bat that could potentially get you over the hump, I think that is a conversation that we need to be having about next year and not this year. What if Cags comes up and just struggles a little bit, or it takes him 50, 60 games to kind of get the hang of things? I mean, we're talking about coming up and playing Major League Baseball. So let me put this into a numbers perspective for you, because we're talking about 4 runs. It is the difference in you being 17th in offense and where the Royals are in 26th. That puts you near average. I mean, that's what it is. If the Royals scored 4 runs a game on average, they'd be close to average. But right now, you're 26th. I mean, the teams that have scored fewer runs than the Royals are the Rangers, the White Sox, the Rockies, and the Pirates. I mean, we're talking about the White Sox and the Rockies are two of the worst teams in the league. The Pirates are okay. And the Rangers. These are not good baseball teams. So I'm with you. The question for the Royals every day is just simple. Are they going to be able to generate enough offense? That you're right, Rob. No one is saying that the Royals need to be in the 5 mark. I mean, if you scored 5 runs a game, you'd be top 5 offensively. You'd be the Yankees, the Dodgers, the Cubs. Nobody is saying you need to be in that category. You need to find a way to get closer to the middle. And if you can find a way to get to where Cleveland is offensively, where Washington is, where Houston is, the team they are going to play this weekend or this week in a 3-game series, if you could just get towards the middle, it makes you a very, very dangerous team in the Major League Baseball postseason. And I'm just coming to the fact that I don't know if all the pieces that they need to get there are in-house. I think at some point you're going to have to go outside the nest. At some point you're going to have to go outside the organization to find that stimulus to try to help get you somewhere toward the middle of the pack.
You know what's really damning about that 26 number? And it's the company you keep with the Royals offense. You look at the teams beneath them. The White Sox were one of the worst teams in baseball. The Rockies have fired their manager. The Pirates have fired their manager and their hitting coach. Like, the teams beneath the Royals offensively, and the Rangers fired their hitting coach recently too, and the Rangers have high expectations. People in the bottom are getting run. It is those teams are saying, status quo isn't good enough, and people are being fired. Now, I'm not advocating for Alex Zumwalt, the Royals hitting coach, to be fired. I do not believe that at this point. But the company the Royals are keeping are the White Sox just don't have talent, and the other three teams have all made personnel and coaching changes because they're not hitting. So that's kind of the next step for the Royals. I don't think it's CAG. I think the next step is maybe we get an alert one day that so-and-so gets canned because that's what the teams that aren't scoring are doing right now in Major League Baseball.
You're right, and I mean, this offensive problem, I mean, it has honestly been since the end of last season. The Royals have just not consistently got to that point offensively where they can be somewhere near league average. We can take you guys' phone calls on this, 913-586-7965. I also want to talk a little bit about the Astros coming up on the other side, and the Astros have been very good, very consistent, but there's always going to be a cloud over their organization. Keep it right here, it's The Drive.
Hey, it's Lucas Ersig from the Kansas City Royals. You're listening to The Drive with CDOT on 96.5 The Fan.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Welcome back into The Drive. We were talking about the Royals, and the Royals, it's just been very simple this year. When the Royals score four runs, which is a little bit below league average, it would put them in tied for 17th. When the Royals score four runs or more, they are 15-1. 15-1. When they fail to get to four, they are 9-17. They're one of the worst teams in baseball when they don't do that. Now, that's not surprising. If you don't score, you usually lose a lot of games. It just goes to show, to me, the clear line that I think they need to be at. Someone texted in the show, CDOT, this is just like everybody that last year talked about the Chiefs and how they couldn't score, but they went 15-2 and went back to the Super Bowl. Well, it's important to note, I mean, The Chiefs last year were 15th in offense. 15th. They were around league average. Now, their defense was really, really good last year. Their defense was 4th last year. So, yes, maybe the Chiefs' offense isn't what you envision it being, but the Chiefs' offense is slightly above league average. The Royals are 26th in runs scored. We'd be having a very different conversation if the Chiefs were bottom 5 in the NFL offensively, but they're average. Again, I'm not telling you guys that I think the expectation for the Royals needs to be that they are scoring 5 or more runs. I don't think that's a realistic goal for this team. But I do think with one or two right moves and taking somebody like Hunter Renfroe out of your lineup, is it very feasible that the Royals could go from 26th offensively? Could they go from 26th to 18th, 17th? I mean, if the Royals get to 18th or 17th in runs scored, they probably win the division with their pitching staff. If the Royals could just get somewhere in that middle, I mean, right now, the difference in where they are and being league average is a difference of 25 more runs. Imagine if you could just sprinkle in 25 more runs to this Royals team. They have 4 or 5 more wins this season than if that's the case. They're in first place in their division if you added 25 more runs to this team. So let's not confuse, I guess, what this means for the Royals. If the Royals could just figure out a way to get there, they would be in a much better position and could accomplish a lot higher goals. Your ceiling is just relatively low if you're going to be bottom 5 in scoring and whatever you're trying to do. And you're eventually just going to run up into a team that they're 3rd in scoring. So yeah, an off night for them, if they score 5 or 6 runs, man, that's just not the kind of level that the Royals are potentially playing at. So that's why I think it matters. That's where I think the Royals need to try to make a move that gets them closer to the middle. I think that is a very obtainable goal for this organization.
For a Chiefs comparison, because the texter brought it up, I believe it was 2022 when the Chiefs offense, the Chiefs started out 3-4, but then the offense came roaring to life. They still had Tyreek Hill on the team. Travis Kelce was in the prime of his career. Patrick Mahomes was playing great football, but everyone knew, oh, this team needs a pass rusher. They were a pass rusher short at that time. They needed more pass rush to really help the defense. Everyone said, solidify the pass rush and the defense will really tighten up. You know what they did? They went down and they added Melvin Ingram. Now, that was not some earth-shattering, game-changing, it didn't lead SportsCenter, but I feel the same way about the Royals. It's the reverse. Hey, the pitching is good. I know the pitching is good enough. They are winning games because every night you go to the hill with a guy you think can beat the other guy. You go to the hill every night being like, oh, our guy's better. I mean, I know Cole Reagans didn't pitch well, but that Red Sox ace, a Garrett Crochet, I would put Cole Reagans up against him every single night. It's just if this team can get a major league bat in the another major league bat in the lineup, now you feel like, oh, you've tightened it up. And I know everyone's excited about Jack Caglione. I'm not saying hemorrhage the future. I'm not saying trade Caglione for, you know, Mike Trout. I'm saying make a small move. Bring in a Melvin Ingram type for the Chiefs analogy to this lineup. And suddenly the lineup has 4 or 5 guys and suddenly there's a little more depth of offense. And then maybe it's June, July, August and Cags becomes another weapon in that lineup. But this team needs to just tighten up its weakness. Go make the Melvin Ingram type of move. It happened then. Everyone celebrated. They got a defensive pass rusher. It changed the complexion of the season a little bit. Do the same for the Royals. Add that level of bat.
Text line 913-586-7965. CDOT, that's not that bad of a record when the Royals score 3 runs or less. What is the winning percentage for the rest of the league when they are in the same category? Every team in baseball has a losing record. Every team has a losing record. I feel like we're making this more difficult than it needs to. If you in the NFL score 13 points a game, are you making the playoffs consistently? Are you beating the good teams in the league that can score points? Yes, you can beat a couple of teams that way. Eventually, you just run into a team that just simply has more firepower than you do. To give you guys an example, 2 years ago, I did a very quick Google search. When this happened to the Yankees, when they scored less than 3 runs in a game, they went 3-50 on the year. It's just really, really difficult in 2025, in modern baseball, to beat teams if you're going to score 2 runs in the game. It's really tough to beat people 3-2 night in, night out. And I'm talking about good teams. The Royals went up against a good team this weekend. The Red Sox are a team that can win their division. They're a team that the Royals are going to be fighting for, potentially for a wild card spot. You're just not giving yourself a chance to win that series if you score five runs. You're not giving yourself a realistic chance, especially when they scored 10 runs in one of the games. Like, they outscored you over the whole weekend in one game. You're just not giving yourself enough chances to win the series. So how do you get there? We're telling you what the problem is. How do you get there? I think at some point they're going to have to trade a pitcher to go get an outfielder. At some point. At some point they're going to have to sacrifice a little bit on the back half of their rotation or one of the pitching prospects like they really like, and they're going to have to they're going to have to make a move at some point to get an outfielder that they can put into the 6 and 7 spot that they think improves the quality of their lineup. They're going to have to make that move at some point. I don't think they have enough offense in the organization at this point to try to fix all of the problems, and it's not that many problems, but to try to fix all the problems that they have. I mean, that is the reason for having a minor leagues. That's the reason for ability to make a trade. You got to go sometimes, you got to go outside the organization. You got to go outside the office to fix your problem. And I think eventually they're going to have to do that.
We agree, but I think the timeline to make that move is different for us. I want the Royals to make, you know, add a major league bat, but give up, you know, a quadruple A, like go pick up an expiring contract. Tommy Pham type, if you're looking for a name. I'm not looking for literal Tommy Pham, but go get that type of player today. Go get a guy whose contract is expiring. Isaiah Kiner-Falefa. He's with the Pirates. The Pirates stink. He's a free agent in 7 months. Go trade for him. I imagine it's not going to take your top prospect. It's not going to take one of you. Go give up a, right now, today, they should give up a lottery pick single A arm for a guy who's an expiring contract. And then, in June or July, if the offense is still struggling, I then am on your side. Hey, make the move that hurts. Michael Lorenzen, Chris Bubich, Noah Cameron, Michael Wacha, maybe Seth Lugo. I'm with you. But I don't think they can just stay status quo with no move from now until close to the deadline and then make the move that hurts. You got to make a transactional type of move. Maybe you bring in another team's Drew Waters type and you gave up, you know, Nick Lofton for a name to bring that player in, but you can't continue to have three and a half hitters in your lineup and just be like, hey, we're good enough. You got to make a small move, and then I'm with you. Then you got to make the move that hurts. But right now, status quo is not good enough.
Text line 913-586-7965. I wouldn't do anything and hope and pray that guys like Massey and Renfro can come back toward the middle of the pack and see if you can turn them into something at the deadline. Hunter Renfro has been a major league bat for 8 years. He always starts slow. Let's move on. If we're counting on Hunter Renfro to get back to league average and hope that he can get you something in return, I don't want to talk about this anymore. Let's talk about anything else. I've seen Hunter Renfro has given me no reason to believe in a Royals uniform that he's going to help them with their problem offensively, only contribute more to the problem that they have offensively. In fact, he might be the problem for the Royals offensively. I'm done giving Hunter Renfro at-bats and chances to fix this thing. That's not where I'm at. That's where you are. That's perfectly fine. Reasonable minds can disagree. I'm telling you right now, Hunter Renfro has no trade value. And what I'm not interested in is giving Hunter Renfro another 100 ABs to see if he can figure things out. They've tried that. It don't work. What's that saying? You got to know when to hold him and know when to fold him. I'm ready to fold on Hunter Renfro. There ain't nothing to hold anymore. Let's move on. Let's talk about something else. It can be Royals adjacent. I just don't want to talk about this anymore. Not at all. Not even a little bit. Let's talk about the Astros. Do you think that everything the Astros do will simply be tainted and we'll just look at them as cheaters this entire time? Because I would argue, Rob, I mean, isn't cheating just kind of American sports? And I don't watch enough sports outside of America. Maybe you're telling me in the EPL they cheat all the time over there too. But I mean, most of the teams that are really good, aside from the Chiefs, have just kind of had a cheating scandal, right? I mean, we all like and love college athletics. I mean, before the NIL rules, most of the good teams we think cheated. I'm not here to point any fingers at anybody, but I mean, we got FBI testimony that basically a shoe company was dropping off bags to certain high-level players at a prominent hotel. I mean, in college, it was always kind of a wink-wink about the bag man. We don't seem to make it that big of a deal in college. I mean, one university was creating fake classes to keep their players eligible. If you ain't cheating, you ain't trying. I mean, in the NFL, the Patriots dynasty, for 20 years, the Patriots terrorized the rest of the league. They stayed in the middle of a cheating controversy. We still think Brady's the GOAT. We still look at Bill Belichick like he's the greatest coach of all time. I remember last year I went to the Royals and Astros game and they were booing him. And I've kind of forgotten. I was like, why are we booing him? And these two Astro fans were in front of me and they were like, the cheating scandal. I was like, oh, yeah, I forgot about that. I forgot you guys were out here sending Morse code to each other on what pitch was coming. I forgot about this, banging on trash cans. I forgot. But, I mean, when you look at the Astros and you look at how good they've been, I mean, there aren't many franchises in sports, period, that have been better and more consistent than what the Astros have been. I mean, the Astros have made the postseason every year since 2017, and they have either won or won the World Series in four of those years. Now, we'll see how this season plays itself out. They're off to a little bit of a slow start. There is one game over 500, but if we know anything about the Astros, they will eventually turn it on and get hot at some point in the season. I mean, the Astros have been not as good as the Chiefs, but they've been as good as the Eagles have been. They've been as good as the Dodgers have been. They've been as good as most franchises in American sports. But, Rob, it just always feels like there's going to be a cloud over the Astros because of that cheating scandal that they had in 2017 and 2018.
So here's the question, though, and maybe it's impossible to answer. They've won a World Series since then. Is that one tainted, too? Like, when does the cloud blow over? Like, does it ever blow over? Does that dark cloud that has shrouded the organization ever disappear with the Patriot ones? Do people look at the second reincarnation of that dynasty as different than the first one? Because, hey, the first one had the taping. The second one, when the Patriots beat the Seahawks, to our knowledge, and that wave, to our knowledge, there was no taping. The NFL had cracked down on it. Like, the fact the Astros went back with a different manager and all the trash can bangers like Carlos Beltran and co. had been taken out of the organization, they went back, won the World Series. They beat the Phillies. Or is it always going to be, oh, they cheated, so that was cheating too? Like, in college sports, I get it. Rival teams and rival fans will always say, oh, they were just cheating that forever. But eventually, if you're caught, that cheating dissipates, right? And they've gone back and won since then. So is that dark cloud gone, or is it just always going to hover over the organization forever? Because I don't know the answer, but I could see an argument from an Astros fan of, okay, we cheated in 17-18. You caught us. We paid our penalty. We did our time. We took the punishment. And then we came back and won again. Or does that one catch another wave of impurity?
Yeah, someone on the text line says, C-Dot, I love the show, but this is a whack stance on cheating. Maybe I am being far more cynical than some of you want to admit. I don't think, for the most part, fans care the how. They just simply want you to win. I think we have enough examples of whether it is cheating scandals or morality scandals that I don't think that the general public really cares the who, what, when, where, why. Up to a certain extent, we simply just want the results on the field. Like, if you are anti-cheating, I just don't know how you watch college athletics. I mean, that's all college athletics are. It is, the lines are usually a little bit blurry, and we are going to do everything in our power to push them to their absolute limit. The absolute limit. I mean, Kansas cheated. There's no question. If you cheer for Kansas, you cheer for a cheating basketball team. But what is the justification? I mean, everybody's doing it. I mean, that's just kind of part of the game. Well, yeah. Everybody in some form has cheered for a team that is openly cheated. I just wonder why with the Astros, we just look at it drastically different and still kind of hold it over them very different than the other ones. Someone on the text line says, I have a hot take. I think the Patriots cheating is overblown. Well, I think the Deflategate is certainly overblown. No question about it. The Spygate is not overblown at all. They secretly went to other teams' practices and recorded them. That's cheating. Like, that's not even a debate that the Patriots did that. The Patriots had somebody go to practices of other teams and secretly recorded them and then watched and studied them. Rob, you remember the joke we used to make about the Patriots back in the Belichick days about the communication? how sometimes the headsets would just magically stop working, that eventually it got so bad at New England, they had to change the rule where if it goes out for one team, then both teams end up losing that privilege, and magically the headphones started working again. I think cheating is just a we're talking about a billion-dollar industry. We're talking about your ability to keep million-dollar jobs that fund not only what you like, but a lot of people around you. A lot of the people we like and cheer for are cheaters, and I've been cheating for a very, very long time. I just don't know how we can be that mad about it because of the Astros and not say, well, I mean, you won. Carrington, cheating in practice is a lot different than cheating in a game. All right, see, that's what now we're finding, well, you can cheat in this situation, but you can't cheat in this one. Man, you're cheating. We all know what the rules are. The rules say you can't do this. And then if you do it, that makes you a cheater. That's what I mean. We're finding loopholes to find why the Astros cheating is so much different than all these other cheaters when it's just cheating to me. You did something wrong.
That's why I asked the question is, now that they've paid their punishment and they lost and, you know, they've moved on and won, if people still pissed. Now, this iteration of the Chiefs did not win the Super Bowl, but the Chiefs got caught cheating. Now, it was low-level cheating, and I'm sure the text line will explain to me how it wasn't really cheating. They lost multiple draft picks in 2026 for illegally tampering the free agent.
Oh, yeah, I don't think that's – I actually don't think that's cheating, but I know the point you're making.
By definition, though, that's cheating.
Yeah, I'm with you.
They got caught, though. They got caught. They paid their punishment. Are people still going to be like, oh, well, you know, that happened. They're cheaters forever. It was this regime. It was Clark Hunt, Andy Reid, the whole group. They did that. They broke that rule. Now, I would say that's a nothing cheating thing. I agree with you. But they got caught. They paid their punishment. They lost their draft picks in 2016. Everyone has moved on. They lost their pick in 17. Excuse me. They have moved on. I think once you've been caught and punished, you can no longer look back and be like, well, it's impure forever. You can look back at 17 and 18 and the Astros cheated, and I feel dirty those went to them. But you can't look back to 22-1 or this iteration based on the information we have and say, hey, that they're still cheating. We have no reason to believe it. That happens. If you get caught, I think that's the punishment happened and you move on. For your North Carolina analogy, North Carolina got caught. We now all know they were cheating with fake classes.
For sure.
We move on. North Carolina's been in a national title since. No one was like, oh, this cheating organization. No, they got caught. They paid their punishment. We've moved on.
I mean, I would also say, I mean, I guess you want to find like the everyone. We can move on from this, but just everyone's cheating. I mean, you are not supposed to use NIL as a recruitment tool. Like, it is against the rules for you to use NIL as a recruitment tool. I think at this point, we just accepted that is what everybody is doing. Like, literally everybody is doing it. Hey, if you jump in the transfer portal, we'll make sure that we get you X, Y, and Z. You're not supposed to be able to do that. Everybody's kind of doing it. Like, your favorite college has contacted a player who was under scholarship with another team and encouraged him to enter the transfer portal to pay him money. Every single one of our teams has done that before. That's technically against the rules. I think we're just usually pro cheating. That's kind of where we are. Rob, let's another sport that actually has cheating scandals actually all the time is the NBA. Let's talk about the NBA here for just a little bit. Are you with me that even though the Knicks are ahead in this series, it feels like they're behind in this series? This is what it feels like to me. Maybe you don't like this analogy. It feels like they were up 12 in a game, and now they're up 5 in a game. That even though, yes, they still have the lead, it feels like the pressure is on the team with the lead as opposed to the team who was making the run and coming back. I think the Celtics are better than the Knicks. And in a long series and not a short one, I don't know if the Knicks can beat the Celtics two more times to win this series. Maybe they'll get one more and this ultimately ends up going to a game 7 back at home. But I don't know if I trust this Knicks team enough to beat the Celtics two more times over the next, what, 4 games. I just don't trust them enough to do that.
I don't know. I mean, maybe I'm talking out both sides of my mouth. It just feels like in every series where an underdog wins, they end up stealing a game or two, they play great in a game or two, and that's the path to an upset. It's not like college basketball where it's like one great night and, you know, the world shifts. No, it's, hey, you got to get lucky a few times. It feels like the Knicks have already used that luck, and they still don't have the we've played great in their back pocket. Now, maybe they never play great. Maybe the Celtics just you know, take them away what they can do, and then it's going to be a Celtic runaway from here out. But you got to figure Jalen Brunson and co. are due for a great game. And if they get that great game, now it's 3-1, maybe it's 3-2 when it happens, and you have a chokehold on the series. Now you just need one of those bad shooting nights. You just need one of those any given Sunday type of moments, and the Knicks are through. It just feels like, and again, maybe the Celtics are just so good, they never allow the Knicks to have a great game. But the Knicks are too talented to just play like, you know, absolute trash for the next three games. They have a good one in them. The question is, if they have that good one in them and they go up 3-1, do the Celtics have enough, you know, mental fortitude and gut check to bounce all the way back? Because the Knicks are going to have a good game. It's happening.
I mean, I think it comes down to today. I think whoever wins today's game is going to win the series. It's game four. If you get down 3-1, there's only been 13 teams in league history to recover from a 3-1 deficit. It's happened before, but it don't happen very often. If the Knicks lose today, the series is over. The series is over. Like, you had the advantage in stealing the first two games in Boston. You then lost the advantage losing two back at your crib. I'm not picking the Knicks to win a three-game series over the Celtics. I'm not. Maybe you will. I'm not picking them to do that. You need to win today. You stole two in Boston. You need to win one of these next two games at home, the game coming up tonight. You win today. You're up 3-1 in the series. And now you got three games to play with, potentially. And I would say some of the pressure has moved off of you. And then, hey, if you lose game five, no one's worried about that back in Boston. And then you got game six back at the crib, basically winner take all. You got to figure out a way to win that game. That's the pathway to me for the Knicks. If they want to steal this series, it really starts today in game four against the Boston Celtics. Coming up on the other side, let's talk a little bit of football. Derek Carr retired over the weekend. We'll discuss it. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
You're listening to The Drive with Carrington Harrison.
For the first time in a long time, I'm willing to dream that this can be a special season for the Missouri Tigers.
Brought to you by DM Injury Law. Have you or a loved one been in a car wreck? Contact DM Injury Law today and get the money you deserve. Car wreck? Remember, Mike's got this. 96.5 The Fan.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
All right, I changed my mind. I don't want to talk about football. We'll talk about football in a bit. This has come up a couple of times on my TikTok page today. And enough people have asked me about it in my personal life that I think it's time for us to talk about it. Rob, what are the Savannah Bananas and how did it get this popular? Now, I know what they are. Like, they are a traveling baseball team. It's akin to the Harlem Globetrotters. They're selling out football stadiums. Think about the things that are not football that are popular enough to sell out football stadiums. We're talking about Taylor Swift, Beyonce, Kendrick Lamar. I mean, like, the most famous musicians in the world. I mean, there's no basketball team that could fill out a football stadium. I mean, there's really only one soccer player currently playing soccer in America that could fill out a football stadium. That's Messi. Like, there are not many things that can generate enough interest to fill a football stadium. How did this happen? How did it get so big? Because, I mean, not that long ago, I remember they were playing games at the T-Bone Stadium, the Monarchs Field. I remember I helped my friend get tickets to it. They're now doing multiple dates at the K. They're selling out the football stadium in Tennessee. They're selling out Death Valley and Clemson and getting 80,000 people to come watch a baseball game. How is this happening? How did it get so big? I've never seen them on television. I've never really seen it advertised. Was this like a word of mouth thing that happened? And this is not me throwing any shade at the Savannah Bananas. Like, I think what they have accomplished is amazing. And they obviously have an incredible following. I'm just trying to figure out how this happened. I mean, they've never been able to do this in football, and football is the most popular thing in America. They've never been able to have, like, this traveling fake football team go around. I mean, are these, like, former major league players? Are these, like, college baseball players that, like, couldn't make it to the majors, so they decided to sign up and do this Savannah Bananas thing? Like, how did this happen? How did it get so big? How did it get so popular is my question.
I honestly don't know. Now, my guess, and this is a very speculative guess, it's got to be a great event to take your kids to. Because I will credit the Bananas for this, and I've seen a lot of it on social media too. There, whoever is the owner or the promoter, I apologize for not knowing his title. He does a lot of TikToks and things where he tells you that he is very in tune with what fans want from his event. So the games are fast, concession stands, lines move quickly. It's a fun event. There's music. It's basically a party for 2 hours. Your kids get to watch the Globetrotters version of baseball, and then everyone goes home. Like, I think that's the allure, is that it's quick, it's great for kids, and it's, you know, fun, energy, upbeat with, you know, no standing around, no lead time, no dull time. But, I mean, could anyone listening name a singular player on the Bananas? Who do the Bananas play against each week? Like, who's the Washington Generals equivalent? But I think the allure is it's a great event to take your kid to, and then you eject. And I would also tell you, they're smart. There's an appetite for baseball in South Carolina. It's just they never get to see baseball in South Carolina. So it makes sense why you do a one-off, standalone, cool little thing, and everyone shows up.
Yeah, text line 913-586-7965. Someone says it's popular because it's fun. I mean, no question. This is beyond just popular. Like, someone says, this reminds me a lot of And1 back in the day. And1 was not nearly as popular as Savannah Bananas. And you're talking to somebody who grew up during that time, had the And1 mixtapes, went to go see them back when they were at Kemper. They couldn't fill up Arrowhead. Rob, just take a guess. Right now on StubHub, they have two dates. It's coming up in a couple of weeks, next week actually. What do you think is the cheapest ticket to go watch the Bananas play at Kauffman Stadium next week? What do you think it is? This is in, to give you a
resale market? I assume they're not selling these.
It's sold out. Yeah, it's sold out. So this is, I'm on StubHub right now. This is section 425, row TT. I mean, you sitting up high. These are not desirable seats. How much do you think they are?
You wouldn't be asking if it's cheap. I'm going to say 102.
167.
Woo.
160. You know how many real Royals games you could go to for $320 a ticket? I mean, somebody is going to pay this. Like, these tickets will be sold at some point. I'm just, again, this is, I promise you, this is not me hating on the Savannah Bananas at all. I'm not in the market for this. I'm not interested in watching fake baseball. I'm not interested in the fun, goofy baseball. I'll just go watch the real baseball. But there certainly is a market for this, and you should have the option to go out there and do it. I'm just like, real baseball isn't that popular in America. There's not a baseball team right now that could play a game at a football field and get 80,000 people. Nobody. I mean, you could put Yankees, Dodgers, they are not getting 80,000 people to show up to SoFi Stadium to watch those play, to watch play a baseball game. No chance. The Savannah Bananas are doing this around the country. It's not like they're just doing this in one market. Like they are doing, if you could sell out Kauffman Stadium two times in a row, they could play a game at Arrowhead. The only reason they are not playing a game at Arrowhead is because they are getting the stadium ready for the World Cup, or they would be at Arrowhead. And I'd be talking about, this would be like Chiefs Broncos prices to be able to go to the game. I'm just trying to figure out how one day we just woke up and the Savannah Bananas became the most popular baseball team in America, because that is what has happened right now. They are more popular than the Yankees. They are more popular than the Dodgers. If you're doing these kind of numbers, you are the most popular baseball team in the world.
I think part of it, too, is that they're an event. Like, the Royals play 81 games at home. That's the way it works. The Bananas are playing two nights, and then they're out of town. It's like a traveling sideshow. We talk about, you know, we talked about when you were at the Derby, how there's sporting games and then there's events. The Bananas have turned a night of baseball into an event. And it's barely baseball. It's, you know, one guy no pitches while on stilts. Like, it's not baseball. But they have turned a singular baseball outing into an event. The same way you're like, oh, my town has that thing, I need to go see it. It's basically the Globetrotters on steroids. The Globetrotters could sell out the Sprint Center. It doesn't mean that KU, Mizzou, and K-State aren't going to do good numbers that same weekend. It's just, it's a spectacle.
Can these guys actually play? Because
I don't think so.
Because we laugh about the Globetrotters, but you remember back in the day, the Globetrotters would play exhibition games against colleges, and they would win those games. Like, the guys that play for the Globetrotters, they used to play D1, guys that couldn't make it to the NBA, and now they got the opportunity to play in front of people. And don't get it twisted. Like, they can really play. Are the guys from the Bananas, are they guys that used to play at North Carolina and guys that played in Nebraska and they just don't have, you know, the ability to play in the major leagues? And if they wanted to, they could be playing for Northwest Arkansas. They could be playing for Omaha, and they're probably making more money going around the country and playing for the Bananas.
Maybe this is wrong by me, but I think it's like they, instead of taking the Monarchs path, which is what would happen, hey, my days of competitive baseball are done. I'm going to play associated baseball, Northern League, not affiliated baseball, or I'm going to play for the Bananas and the check is better. That's my guess, is that you had a choice. You want to play unaffiliated baseball and hope you work hard enough to get back into the minors, then rise up, or do you want to go be the guy that does a backflip in left field to catch a pop fly? I don't think any of them are major league quality players.
Someone on the text line makes a good point. This is like WWE. This is funny because my cousin, you guys know I went to WrestleMania a couple of weeks ago, and my cousin is a diehard big Raiders fan. Big reason why we went. WrestleMania was in the Raiders stadium. And we were there, and I asked him, I was like, hey, which one do you like more? Like, tomorrow, if I told you you could no longer watch football and no longer watch wrestling, which one would you pick? And he said, I would never watch football then. I was like, why? I was like, you know, one's real, one's not. I was just curious. And he was like, well, one's year round. He was like, I just love the stories of wrestling. I love the characters. And I was like, I never thought about that. Like, I never thought about it. Like, with this, like, I get it. Baseball games are kind of stale. And I love going to baseball games, but you kind of know the experience that you're going to get when you go to a baseball game. From just looking at the videos and looking at the highlights, I don't know what the Savannah Bananas are. And it looks cool when you're looking at it, like, hey, this is like baseball fun, and they're doing all these cool rules, and it seems like a really enjoyable thing for the people that are going out there. I've seen the videos for this, and I was just really curious. And obviously, you guys are very interested in it. I mean, it's sold out two nights at Kauffman Stadium, and they are doing a world tour right now where they are going around and just having so much success. So really, really cool. All right, coming up on the other side, we actually have breaking news that I think you guys will want to know. Keep it right here. It's The Drive.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.